A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We'll be looking at the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John, chapter number 1, verses 50 and 51. Jesus answered and said to him, that is to Nathanael, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Greater things is God's promise for all his children and for you, dear listener. God will do greater things in your life. He will make greater things happen for you. Expect greater things. Look forward for greater things. And in verse 51, Jesus made clear how and by what reason or by what ways or means greater things will take place or happen for a man. He gave us two keys there, and we looked at one yesterday, being Monday. Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter, you shall see heaven open." In other words, no man can ever witness greater things in his life under a closed heaven. A man whose heaven is closed can never see anything great, not to talk of greater things. So heavens must not be closed. And yesterday, we declared the opening of the heavens. We commanded our heavens to open. And I believe you are operating under an open heaven already. In that same verse of scriptures, Jesus gave us another key, another vital key to make greater things happen in the life of a man. Apart from the heaven being open, he said, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Everybody who wants to see greater things in life and in destiny must experience help of angels. Angels of help must be sent to this man, angelic help. And I want you to know or be reminded that it is your responsibility to put your angels to work. The word of God tells us in Hebrews chapter number 1 and in verse number 14, verse 13 actually says, "But to which of the angels has he ever said, 'Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool'?" He now asked us the question in verse 14, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation?" You have inherited salvation. And so the angels of God have been assigned. They have been sent forth to minister to you. They are to wait on you to carry out your instructions. And it is your responsibility to command them or to put them to work. To put your angels to work. And so angels must gather around your life and destiny to help you if you must see greater things. You are to command them to work in your life. Jesus said, "You will see heaven open and you will see the angels of God look at the order, ascending and descending." Which follows, therefore, that it is your responsibility to raise an altar of prayers where the angels, these angels, will take your prayer as incense to the presence of God. And having delivered your prayers to God as incense, and they return also, they descend with answers to your petitions, with your request. So they must ascend first, and then they descend. But if you do not send them to heaven, if you do not send them on an errand, if you are not sending them with prayers to heaven, they are not going to descend with your answers until they ascend. They cannot descend. So it is your responsibility on your knees to put these angels to work. Let them take your prayer as a venison. Let them take your prayer as an incense to the presence of God. And then let them come with the desires, with answers to your prayers. Angels of help. And these angels also will rise up to help you. In Genesis chapter 32 and in verse number 1, the Bible says, "So Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him." These were angels of help, angels that assisted him in the challenges of his life. He was faced with a major challenge, Esau, his brother. Esau, whom he supplanted about 20 years ago, going to face Esau, who was coming to meet him with 400 men. Jacob was terrified and he prayed. And the Bible says the angels of God met with him. These angels came to help Jacob. This week, I'm asking that the Lord will send his angels as you pray. He will dispatch his angels as they take your prayers to heaven. They will come down, they will descend with answers to your prayers. And one of the answers that will come for you is divine help. Supernatural help will come for you, and the name of the Lord will be honored in the precious name of Jesus. Help will come for you, and the Lord will be honored. The Lord will be adored. The Lord will be exalted. The angels will ascend as you will send them on an errand, and then they will descend with your answers from the Almighty God. This is what God will make happen in the precious name of Jesus. So get ready for angelic help this week. God will send angels to you to help you. I am very convinced as this month is gradually winding to a close, a major help will come for you. After today, there are two more days for the month of February to be over. And so God will ensure that this month is not over until your help locates you, until your answers come to you. Your answers will come and God's name will be honored. God's name will be exalted. So if you must see greater things in your life, your heaven must be opened and your angels must be put to work. The angels must first ascend and then they descend. Don't forget, you must raise your altar of prayers. Raise this altar of prayers and raise your voice in prayers to God. Make your request known to God by prayer, with supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the God who hears and answers prayers will send answers to your prayers very speedily. Just ensure that your mouth is not closed. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Don't close your mouth. Open your mouth in prayers and talk to God. Make your request known unto God. Do not forget, he that asketh, receiveth. So ask in the place of prayers and you will receive. God will not deny you. God will not send you away empty. Ask and it shall be given unto you. So get set, get prepared for angelic help this week. They will ascend and then they will descend, and the testimonies will follow. They will ascend, they will descend. Major testimonies will follow in your life and in your destiny, and greater things will begin to happen. Your heaven is open and angels are ascending and they are descending with your results. This is what God will make happen this week. And to make it happen, don't forget your prayers. Ensure you pray. Be like Daniel. 3 times a day, according to Daniel's custom, Daniel prayed. Please pray. Peter and John made it their lifestyle to pray. The hour of prayer, they will go to the temple and pray. Please pray. In the midst of the difficulties of this hour, you must depend absolutely and totally on God. And one of the ways to demonstrate your dependence on God is to constantly pray to him. It is very difficult now in our country, in our nation, Nigeria particularly. It is so tough. But please depend on God and pray. Do not follow the bandwagon of people who are saying, since we have been praying, what have we seen? You did not inquire wisely about this. Please don't stop praying. And when you pray and your prayers ascend to heavens, the angels of God take your prayer as a vapor to God, or as an incense rather, to the presence of the Lord. They will descend with your answers. And when the answers come, even in the midst of the difficulties of this hour, in the midst of the adversity of this hour, God will cause your prosperity to appear unto all. Your prosperity will appear to all in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let me see greater things in my life according to your promises, scriptures, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, let me see greater things in my life according to your promises, scriptures, in the name of Jesus. I desire to see greater things in my life. Let me see greater things in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, let my heavens remain open. Let heaven remains open upon me in the name of Jesus. I refuse to operate under a closed heaven. My heaven is open and my rain will fall. This is my prayer, O God, that you will cause heavens to open upon me. You will cause my rain to fall. I will not operate under a closed heaven. My heaven will be opened. Your name will be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray and release your angels to go to work on your behalf. Lift your voice and pray. I release my angels of help to go to work now and to ascend to heavens and descend with my request, with answers to my request. In the name of Jesus, I send the angels, my angels of help, ahead of me into the remaining days of this week, this month, this year. I send my angels on an errand to go and bring me help, to go and bring me favor. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I put my angels to work. Go ahead of me and prepare the way and make things work for me. Go ahead of me and speak on my behalf. I put my angels to work, angels in the form of men and men in the form of angels. Go to work on my behalf and let the name of the Lord be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names that you will see greater things in your life. God will cause your heavens to open. He will open his treasure, the heavens, and your rain will fall upon your land in its season. I pray that your ground will bring forth plentifully and God's name will be glorified. I declare by the Spirit of the living God that your angels, as they ascend to heaven with your incense, your prayers, they will descend with your answers. I put your angels of help to work. Let angels go ahead on your behalf and help you. This week, you will not be barren of help. Men will go out of their ways to help you, and God's name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at 12 noon for our interdenominational prayer convocation, Moriah Prayers. The meeting holds 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.